You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I dig it.
Good morning and welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And boy, good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, Earl, still fighting this cold, man. I don't know what's going on with me in this weather, man.
Well, it's a lot of us, man, but we'll get beyond it. But I just want to say, we have a great treat for you this morning, a jam-packed Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. And we will begin with a very special guest, Judge Susan Crawford, a candidate for the Supreme Court, is on the line. Good morning to you, Judge Crawford. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I am feeling good. How are you guys this morning?
You know, I'm doing fine, but it's amazing. I mean, you've been at this nonstop. How do you feel?
I actually am feeling really good. I'm feeling pretty relaxed today. We do have a busy schedule here in the last day of the campaign and a pretty packed schedule tomorrow as well, and have been on the road pretty constantly here for the last few weeks. But you know, I'm just staying really focused on doing my job here as a candidate, helping to get the word out to voters, and we're just feeling really strong.
Well, we're thankful that you have chosen Civic Media and the different shows on this platform. We hope to turn out as many people as it takes. This is as critical an election, clearly, as there is anywhere else in this country. I am one of those throwbacks who votes the day of the election. So, you know, everybody does an early vote, but there are some of us who are traditionalists. Early voting and what we're hearing about the turnouts in the early voting, do you sometimes think that maybe when we get excited about the early voting, we really don't know if that's, you know, people who vote all the time, and they've just decided not to do what I do, and that's vote on the day of. Are those numbers indicative of a broader turnout in your guesstimation?
Well, you know, Earl, I don't know these things because I just have never followed it closely enough. But you know, my campaign team thinks that the early numbers are strong and, you know, are encouraging, but I'm, you know, I'm a cautious person, so I'm not putting too much weight on them. I want to see great turnout on actual election day. And like you, I'm voting on election day.
So as a guy who's, you know, been around 3 days older than dirt, who has watched the state, who watched the conservatives control the state Supreme Court for well over a decade, and watched what once was a state, as I was a younger man, that was looked at as one of the benchmarks of what a state should be. Wisconsin had that reputation, and I remember that well as a young man, and people were proud that Wisconsin was one of those states that the rest of the country looked at as a beacon, as a harbinger of what great government should be. Somewhere along the way, Judge Crawford, we lost our way.
Yeah. I think we can get there again, though.
Yeah, well, I clearly know, just watching, you know, a year ago, Justice Protasiewicz, and after, you know, seeing Republicans totally control the state Supreme Court, even though there's not supposed to be, a bent either Republican or Democrat, clearly that wasn't the case. And to just see some light at the end of the tunnel, it is more than refreshing and critically important that you be elected so we can bring things back into focus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that we have seen with, you know, after Justice Sewitz's election that the court is, in my mind, they're making decisions based on the law and doing what courts should do, which is to make fair decisions, impartial decisions, interpret our Constitution without implying some kind of a partisan lens to it. So I think that's great to see, and I want to see it continue.
I think people should take into consideration what took place yesterday and a decision that was made by the state Supreme Court that, you know, for the lack of a better term, has more left-leaning, and I hate to use that term, justices, or more Democratic justices than those who are more conservative. And Josh Call, the state district attorney, attorney general, talked about possibly blocking Elon Musk coming to the state and giving away those $1 million you know, what would I call them?
Payouts.
But
payouts. And that's
kind. And that's kind. But the fact that they didn't, the justices didn't side with him because he's Democratic. Is that what you're talking about with justices doing things in the right manner?
Well, you know, Earl, I don't know what went into the Supreme Court's decision not to take that up. And it might have just been practical considerations, because I think that probably landed on their desks, you know, electronically at least, maybe in the afternoon sometime. And there was just a few hours to go before the rally took place. And, you know, the state Supreme Court just doesn't move at lightning speed. It's just not how they're set up. They're an appellate court, and they're there to deliberate and you know, consider briefs and do research and all this kind of stuff. So it might have just been practical considerations that on the middle of a Sunday afternoon that they just didn't have, you know, the time and opportunity to take a considered look at it. I don't know though. I don't know exactly what went down.
Well, if you're just joining us, Judge Susan Crawford, candidate for the state Supreme Court, is on the line, and we're excited about having her a day before the election. I can tell you that I'm cynical, and as long as I've been around, I know if the shoe is on the other foot, you know, they would have found a way to make it happen. Anyway, so what do you want to say to those in this listening audience about the importance? You know, Elon Musk was here yesterday. You know, the wealthiest man in the world. And there's been constant conversation about buying the election. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's what he's trying to do. That's why he showed up and gave away a couple of $1 million checks. And, you know, that's not the way democracy should work. And it is really disturbing to see somebody like him, you know, see him in particular, the richest man in the world, come in and think that he can buy a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So I hope that voters are thinking about it from that perspective, that that's not how elections should work in Wisconsin. And we don't want to set a precedent that Elon Musk can just stroll in and buy a state justice, because if he can do it in Wisconsin, he'd be able to do it anywhere, and not just judges or justices, but pretty much any local official that he wants. And I think that's a really dangerous precedent.
You know, I heard your opponent on yesterday and even before say, if he's elected, he can become, you know, a supporter, for lack of a better term, of President Donald Trump. Is that what a Supreme Court justice's position is? Is that the way they should be looking at this?
Yeah. And and you and I both know that, Earl, right? That this is not the role of the Supreme Court. They are not a partisan body. They're not a political body. They're there to interpret the law and protect the rights of Wisconsinites under our Constitution. So to hear him say that out loud, that he wants to be part of a support network for Donald Trump on the Supreme Court, it's just really shocking. And I think it is, you know, just the era that we're in, that people on the right feel like they can say that kind of stuff and not just get away with it, but that there will be a lot of, you know, I think his hope is that a lot of voters who supported Trump will be pretty enthusiastic by a judge who says that. And that's just sad to me, because it shows that people are, you know, if people can buy that, then they just really do not understand what our courts are for.
So if you are just joining us and just waking up, I'm joined by candidate Susan Crawford, Judge Susan Crawford, who's a candidate for the state Supreme Court seat. You know, Judge Crawford, I will say that all of this time that I have been cognizant of the state Supreme Court of Wisconsin, never could I have imagined that it would take the spotlight of the entire nation. What is it about this race and about this seat that it has taken and captured the entire nation?
Yeah, well, you and me both, Earl. When I got into this I announced my campaign last June, and things were pretty different at that time from, you know, where they are today. And I could not have imagined this blowing up the way it has. And, you know, I think it is just, a sign of where we are as a nation somewhat. We have a lot of people across Wisconsin, a lot of people across the country are really deeply concerned about what they're seeing happen in Washington, D.C. And they're seeing Elon Musk kind of going wild in the federal government. And then once he started taking an interest in this race and spending millions and millions of dollars, you know, he's up to over $25 million of spending on this race. And that's more than that's just in the last 2 months or so. And that's more than my campaign has raised across the course of the entire 10-month campaign. I think that's one of the big reasons why the nation has started really paying attention.
So I want to talk about that a little bit. On the other side, 855-752-4842, Judge Susan Crawford is on the line.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
That it had to end this way. No reason to pretend. We knew it had to end someday. This way.
All right. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My guest is Judge Susan Crawford, candidate for the state Supreme Court. You know, Judge Crawford, I was listening to your opponent the other day, and he said, if we don't win this election, we, meaning conservatives, meaning Republicans,
yeah,
we won't have a chance for another 3 to 4 years, we. And I can't help but constantly hear you say this is not supposed to be partisan. There are sometimes people on the other side of this, Democrats, who say, why don't we play the same game they play? They're out in the open, but yet you and Democrats are above board. in your response, you say what?
Well, you know, I think that Brad Schimmel has always been a partisan politician, so he just can't get out of that mode of thinking, even though he's been a judge now for several years. He's just at heart a partisan politician. He views this as about the sort of red team versus the blue team. You know, that's just how he views the world. And it's just not how I view the world. I've never really been involved in partisan politics. And I view the role of a Wisconsin Supreme Court judge as an independent, impartial judge who's there to make decisions based on their interpretation of the law and not what will advance a partisan agenda. So, you know, it's disappointing to hear him saying things like that. And I suppose that there are some people out there who might be disappointed to hear me say that, you know, I'm not running to be sort of part of a team. I'm running to be independent and impartial as a judge. But that's, you know, that's the way I viewed the job.
Well, you know, it's not only a matter of the way you view the job. It's the way the job was constructed to be. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, absolutely, Earl. That is the way it is, was conceived to be. I think, you know, going back to the framers of the Constitution, they viewed the judicial department, as they called it back then, as not part of politics. Not, it was supposed to be very separate from the role of any partisan party, you know, of any parties.
You know, Judge Crawford.
So it's too bad. You know, like you said, it's too bad that these days everybody, you know, wants to see it as a partisan race, even though it's not supposed to be.
You know, unlike conservative hosts, I don't tell people who to vote for. I think people have a right to make those decisions themselves. And, you know, we've got a couple of callers who I'm sure are probably supporting you. You want to take them before we get out of here? You don't have to.
I think we've got a very short window.
Okay.
Here,
so that's fine. No, so that's fine. So let me, so let me ask you, you know, in these last three minutes that we have, why don't you make an appeal to this audience about how important this is and why they should vote for you?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Thanks, Earl. So this is, you know, this is a very important race, and I think that is why the nation's eyes are on it. It is going to determine the personal rights and freedoms of everybody listening, and that is because the Wisconsin Supreme Court takes up cases every year that are really important cases. You know, they might affect things like the safety of your drinking water or the safety of your streets and communities or your right to make your own personal decisions about your life. So people should be paying attention. And I have always believed that our laws and our Constitution exist to protect people's rights, and I interpret the laws for that purpose, to make sure I'm protecting the rights of every Wisconsinite. And I am humbly asking your listeners to give me their vote, if they haven't already cast it, tomorrow on Election Day.
You know, I want to say to you that from the first time I had an opportunity to interview you several weeks back, you've been steadfast, you've been steady. You've basically been unchanged. You've been the same. You're a person who, it doesn't seem to be too big a moment for you. Is that the way we can expect to see you on the seat?
Well, it is a big moment for me, Earl. I don't want to suggest that it's not. This election is very important, and I feel the weight of that as we go into this final day of campaigning and into Election Day tomorrow. And, you know, I do feel a great sense of duty and responsibility, I guess, to carry out the role in a really with integrity. If I am elected, you know, I want to make sure that I'm doing the job that the people have entrusted with me. So it's something I take very seriously. But, you know, I am, it's sort of my personality. I'm a pretty calm person, pretty, like, I guess, judicial person.
Right.
But just is just who I am. So I think, you know, what you see is what you get with me. And if I'm elected, I'm going to work really, really hard and take the job, you know, with just incredible seriousness.
Well, I'll add a caveat. When you are elected, I know I will, and many others will be certainly voting for you, and we'll have our fingers and toes crossed, and our state needs to have you on the committee on the panel. So, good luck. Keep up the good fight.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Earl. It was really a pleasure being on this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Up next, a major Democratic super PAC, American Bridge 21st Century President, Mr. Pat Dennis, joins us once again to talk about this election and many other things on a Motown Monday of the Earl Ingram Show. All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. I know I sound like a throwback DJ to a guy like my next guest, young man. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined once again by Mr. Pat Dennis. He is the president of American Bridges 21st Century, a super PAC, one of the, you know, most powerful super PACs for the Democratic Party. Good morning, Chief, my friend. How are you doing? And welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. You got me, you know, following the real show. I'm after the candidate, so I want to make sure everybody listens to her. She knows what she's doing, but I'll do my best here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So listen, this race, I asked the candidate if she was surprised that this became the most important race in this nation. Can you explain? You're in Washington, D.C. Can you explain why this became the most important race in the nation? This is Wisconsin, man. Not
well,
New York, not California, not Florida, not Texas. Wisconsin.
Hey, Wisconsin's important. There's a few reasons. Number one, well, different folks have different reasons this is important, right? Wisconsin's important because you got to have fair maps. It's a swing state. You got a lot of really important things going on here. The other thing is, this is the first election just to happen right after Trump's election. And you got a billionaire who wants to test the idea that, hey, can we come in? And like, I know our poll numbers are dropping, but if the Republicans' poll numbers drop, can we just drop a billionaire on the state and buy an election? And it's the test case, right? Because they know if they can do that now, they can keep cutting health care, they can keep going after Social Security, and then they can just drop money into states and maybe not lose too badly in the next election. So unfortunately, you know, for folks like Elon Musk, it's become a bit of a science experiment, a sad one.
So let me tell you what I'm hearing from you. I'm hearing from you that this is clearly sending a message that you are not going to run roughshod over this nation, Republicans and conservatives and Elon Musk. and MAGAs, you're not going to run rampant over this nation. We're going to put forth, you know, a bulwark to send a message that this is not how it's going to be. Is that part of this?
That is a big part of this. I should say the first reason to be voting here, though, is still, no matter what Elon says or what Trump says, it's still to make sure, you know, we can protect abortion rights in this state, right? That we're not going back to this 1800s law, to make sure we can just have fair maps and not just have Republicans choosing their own voters for their, for who is going to elect them into Congress. So, like, there's a lot of really important Wisconsin-specific issues here. Unfortunately, there is a second layer on top of it, which is, like, can these guys push us around? Can they get away with what they're doing? You know, they've got a bill up there in the Senate and the House to basically cut $880 billion from Medicaid. So that's Badger Care, right?
Yeah.
That is extremely important and extremely unpopular. But they want to say, like, can the money let us do these unpopular cuts? We'll give the tax cuts to the billionaires. The billionaires will give the money to these races. And, you know, maybe we can win the election anyway.
You know, you talked about fair maps. I'm a lifelong resident of the state of Wisconsin. There haven't been fair maps almost since the time I was your age. Okay. And so, you know, just watching this, and in many instances, I tell you, I'd given up that they had captured this state and that it belonged to them. So, you know, it's great to hear that, you know, that there's people like you and your organization and others, and clearly on a national scale, that realize it. They're not fair maps in many states across this nation. It's why the Republicans have control over 32 or 30 state houses over the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's completely true. It's why they have, you know, more members in the House. You know, Republicans have this thing where they'll get a majority in the House and win fewer votes than the other side, right? That's happened a number of times over the years. And it's anti-democratic, and it starts, you know, going way back in the years. But it's ultimately, there's no one day you win this thing, but it's voting in off-year elections like this one. It's staying involved locally. And eventually, we push back, we win, we take back fair maps. And it's extremely important, both for Wisconsin and the country.
So all of these things clearly, and they're just building blocks, you know, you're talking about, again, here and across states, Democratic group to track state impacts of Trump's agenda. You already talked about one that's really clearly critically important, you know, and Medicaid. But there are people who still believe, Pat, that they're not going after these things. They're not going after Social Security. They're not going, but clearly they're going after all those things.
Yeah, and Elon, I don't know if you watched Elon's little show last night, but he couldn't help himself. He spent half the time talking about Social Security, saying basically that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, which is something he said for years, but also saying that it's full of fraud, right? And you know that's not true because he's in there in Doge. And what are they doing? They're firing the people who investigate fraud. They're firing the people who run the phone lines. They're firing the people who your grandma calls to make sure if there's a problem with their check, they can get it fixed, right? It's not about fraud. It's about taking these really important programs that people rely on and making sure that if they make the coverage a little worse, they make the customer service a little worse. Everything, they undermine it just a little bit at a time, and then they say, oh, we're going to privatize this, we're going to give this to Goldman Sachs, we're going to give this to Morgan Stanley, and now you know they're really trying to go after these really important programs.
You know, if you're just joining us, my guest is Mr. Pat Dennis. He's a part of America. He's the president of American Bridge 21st Century. That's one of the top Democratic super PACs. Let me say to you, when you look at me, you're looking at one of those people who's on Social Security and Medicare. Mm-hmm. I know exactly the impact of it. And it's a part of It's a part of my life. And it's something earned.
It's your
and
money.
It's absolutely that. And so the more I hear people who are ill-informed and people who are MAGA and others who bought into this, that they're not going to touch it, the more concerned I am, because the more I hear the fact that even in the face of these things, those very same people who voted for him still don't think it's a bad thing. Is it going to take them missing the check? Is it going to take that? It's going to take that, right?
For some of these people, look, you can't convince everybody of everything. But the fact of the matter is they're going after the foundation of this program. And eventually, you can only do that for so long before it starts to break. And people rely on this. I mean, as you said, this isn't some government benefit. It's money that came out of your paycheck 30 years ago and is now coming back to you for retirement. So the fact that they would cut the folks who are in charge of answering the phones, who are in charge of running the computer systems, they're closing the offices, right? So to make it harder for you to get that money back, right? And then they say it's fraud. That's your money. It's not fraud. And look, we need to be taking care of fraud. It's extremely important. But you don't do that by firing everybody. So, yeah, just can't understand it.
You know, Saturday, man, I was at a rally in Racine, and there was a sign by a grandmother, and it said, "Trump must, you've now peeved off." Didn't use peeved off, it used another word. Grandmas. And yeah, you know, you've because you're coming after them. You're coming after veterans. These were third rails that my entire life nobody would go after, Democrats or Republicans, because they knew what the outcome of those things would be. This is really a sign of where we're headed, right?
Yeah, and the one thing I'd say about third rails, when you think about a third rail, right, you touch it, you get electrocuted. Yeah. That's they say don't touch Social Security. But that's not actually how it works. You touch it, and then it's up to the people listening to this. It's up to the people whose families, who themselves rely on these programs. They got to be the ones who bite back and say, no, don't do this. No, don't touch this stuff. And the first place they have an opportunity to do that is this election coming up tomorrow.
Pat, I will tell you, as I'm at these rallies, and I've said this many times, certainly elections, clearly critically important to it. But, man, mobilizing, organizing, people in the street, what's the value of that?
It's important, and it matters now, and it matters for decades, right? I was watching Elon's thing last night, and somebody came in the audience and said, you know, what can we do to make sure Wisconsin schools 50 years from now are good, right? And Elon's answer was, I'm going to be on Mars in 50 years. He doesn't care about Wisconsin schools, but the people who are on the streets right now, people who are meeting each other, people who are organizing, people who are figuring out ways to make their voices heard, those are the people who are not going to be on Mars. They're going to be in Wisconsin in 50 years, and those organizations are going to stick together, and they're going to be helping people. So this stuff matters in the long term.
You know, man, I'm so happy that you and I have been able to connect, because I can see just great conversations that we're going to be having in the ongoing, you know, time. Because if people really knew, right? I mean, they're starting to find out now. Elon Musk is an aberration. He'll be gone. He's on the scene and he's gone. And Elon Musk, we wouldn't even be talking about Elon Musk if Donald Trump didn't give him. He created this Frankenstein monster. It's safe to say that, right?
It's safe to say that. And yeah, it's just handing over the power of the government to a billionaire who wasn't elected. And people get this. You see this in the polls, right? People will argue back and forth about Donald Trump. His numbers are dropping. I am obviously not a Donald Trump supporter, but Elon, his numbers are way below Donald Trump.
Yeah,
nobody elected this guy.
Yeah, he's not elected. What do you mean his numbers? I don't care about his numbers, man. He's not an elected official.
Yeah, And the fact of the matter is, he shouldn't be in charge of cutting Social Security. He shouldn't be in charge of cutting Medicare. You know, they're in Wisconsin, they're in Milwaukee, just firing people left and right from the Veterans Administration hospital, right? Like, people there are waiting longer for appointments because Elon Musk, who knows nothing about serving this country, came in and said, oh, you don't need so many doctors. Oh, you don't need so many support staff. This hospital can run cheaper. And it's everyday people who pay the price for this stuff.
Oh, man, it absolutely is. 855-752-4842 is the number. My guest is American Bridge 21st Century President. It's a major super PAC, Mr. Pat Dennis, 855-752-4842. Pat, you take a couple calls?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll do that on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. I am really happy and thrilled to have back on the air American Bridge 21st Century's president, Mr. Pat Dennis. They are one of the top PACs, super PACs for the Democratic Party. And get used to hearing him, Ed, because we're going to have him on again and again and again. They're doing great things. Let's go right to the phone lines. Be brief, guys. Brendan, good morning to you, man. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, I just have a comment. I just want to remind the voters of Wisconsin that it's the wealthy that are pitching this war. It's not right against left. It's not MAGA against Democrat. It's the wealthy against the have-nots. It's the wealthy against us, the hardworking Americans. Because if we were invaded by an aggressive force, I would jump into a foxhole with any American. And you need to remember that. So when you make this vote for this judge, remember, you're voting for a guardrail. They're trying to remove the guardrails that we have in our government.
Hey, Brendan, so I wish I had more time. Thank you very much. You want to respond to that, Pat?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think enough people are talking about what Donald Trump is doing in terms of, like, war and conflict around the world, right? Everybody sees the stuff he's doing with Greenland, right? He wants to go invade Greenland.
Yes.
Nobody wants that. Everybody sees him making an enemy of Canada, which is just pointless and doesn't help anybody. But the other stuff, he's threatening to bomb Iran.
Yes,
right?
Man.
He ran against that, and he is actively threatening to start bombing the Middle East. And it's a real problem. It was a lie that he ran on, and folks need to stand up and oppose it.
You know, as I was listening to him, threatening, you know, he represents the American people.
Yeah.
Right? It's not some bully going on the street corner to fight another guy. He's threatening to take the American people to war. Right?
Yeah.
If they don't do what I tell them to do. You know, yesterday, well, Putin's pissed me off. I'm angry. Who gives a rip about an individual being angry? He's you know, he's a child, man. Come on.
He has a job to do, and he's not doing it.
Yes, Ollie, quickly. Ollie, you're up.
I was just wondering if Pat could help people understand or find a way to hear what Elon Musk is actually saying. Yesterday after the thing, he said that that $2 million buyout was a win to decide the representatives, the future of America state to state, and the future of the world. So they're thinking that they can just buy the whole world and have things the way they want it. And we see the future that they're bringing us right now.
Hey, Ollie.
What can Wisconsinites do?
Ollie, thank you very much. Very well said. You want to respond to that, Pat?
Yeah, extremely well said. Extremely important. And you got to hand it, you know, your attorney general there in Wisconsin has really worked hard to put an end to this. But, you know, Elon Musk has expensive lawyers, and he's going to go through and do everything he can to try to buy votes. The number one thing you can do, of course, is vote against him. Show him it didn't work. Show him he wasted his money. But the other part is communicating this to people, right? Showing the other states, this is what they're trying here. They're going to try it on you next. Pennsylvania saw this in the last election. I think this is a tactic they're going to keep trying to use. And we're on there, you know, we're on the phones. We're calling reporters about this in Wisconsin, but around the country. Keep an eye out for these kinds of tactics, because it's dangerous. It's absolutely dangerous.
Well, he said yesterday he's considering ways to serve a third term as president. Listen, I don't want to hear, well, you know, that's not what he really means. Every time he says something, somebody else has to come back and say, that's not what he really means. He knows what he means. It's coming out of his mouth. It's coming from his brain to his mouth, and he knows what he's talking about, Pat. This is the wicked road that we're headed on.
Yeah, and I think everybody learned on January 6th, 2021, exactly how he feels about leaving office. And that was a crisis that he caused. And honestly, in the aftermath of that, he was forced to leave. But the man does not ever want to give up power.
It's what's so fearful, because now he's kind of got things circled. He's got the wagon circled, and so we've got a lot of fear. Look, man, look, I'll be reaching out to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, if you don't want to come on for any other reason other than the groove with me on Motown Monday,
happy to.
All right, Pat. That's Pat Dennis. It is great to have him on board America's Bridge, a 21st century president. Look that up, Super PAC, American Bridge, 21st century, and Pat Dennis. And get used to having him around, because he's going to be around with us a lot. I'll see you later.
Thanks so
Pat.
Much.
Thank
I'll
you.
Be back.
All right. Up Bye. Next, Mr. Reggie Jackson will be joining us on the Earl Ingram Show.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs. The people that came in, they're eating.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.